Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Yeah, hi, this is Tom Kavinas. You called me earlier.
Hey, did I just call you?
Money?
Yeah, I think it was earlier this morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Yeah, how can I help you, man?
Well, you said something about making a loan to me.
Yeah, so we actually pre-approved you for $250K for some capital and equipment financing for the business. Do you have anything coming up in the pipeline?
Well, we've been purchasing a lot of vehicles, and I've got like three more vehicles to purchase. I have a line of credit through a bank already, and we're an ESOP.
Okay.
So I don't know if that affects you or not. What's your rate?
Yeah, so for the equipment financing, it's pretty standard. It's like your typical car loan, think of it. It's like 2 to 5 year terms. It's mid-single digit interest rate. What's your credit look like?
It's excellent. It's like 830, I think, is my score.
Wow. That seriously might be one of the best ones I've heard. I've been doing this for a little while. 830.
Yep, and we've been pretty much self-funded, to be honest with you. I try and keep about $1 million in the bank for operating.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been paying somewhere around 2.99 is what our, I think that's our best rate as of yesterday, because we were just checking on all this stuff.
And is that with your line of credit or through a vendor?
Actually, that is through a bank. What I did is I set up, we've been working with the Bank of James, which is a newer bank here in our area, but they've been around for a while in the other part of Virginia. And what she did is I told her I needed, at the time, three new vans, and she said, what do they normally run? I said, usually we buy used, 1 year old with about 15,000 miles or less. And I said, normally we don't pay more than about $25,000, so $100,000 would be fine. So she set up a $100,000 vehicle account that all I got to do is call, and they'll
pay your vendor or whoever needs to be paid.
Yeah, exactly.
And they covered used equipment?
Yes, but it has to be no more than 2 years old.
Okay. Well, we cover new and used as well, but we don't really have any restrictions on that end. So is that something you might be interested in, maybe getting something a little older? Or?
No, we have really hit a sweet spot. I'm the heating and air company. I don't know if you know what I do, but we're a heating and air company, and we're a member of all these ACA mix groups, which are different companies are in different areas of the country. They're all over the place. And our dollar expenses on our vehicles are lower than probably 99% of them. So what I do is I buy a year old. I've been buying them from pretty much the same guy. Again, I've gotten a few here and there. And they're usually anywhere from 8 to 10 grand below the new number, and we run them for about 5 years. So, and then I turn them back in, and he usually gives me anywhere from $4,500 to $5,500 trade back in on them. So our actual vehicle expenses are pretty damn low. So
we
kind of like doing that. You know, that seemed to hit a good spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a good little business you got going on there, where you can kind of, you're getting a good deal on the front end, and then you're getting some money on the back end as well.
Exactly.
How many trucks do you have in your fleet right now?
43.
Wow.
A couple of those are vehicles. A couple of those are cars for my sales guys.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the business for? I mean, it seems like a pretty large company.
27 years.
Wow. That's all you, too? Do you have any partners? Or?
Nope, just me. I started in a garage with five guys in 1988, and we now have 85 employees. And we do our volumes about, well, we'll probably get more than that this year, but somewhere around 12 million.
Wow. That's top line revenue?
Yep. Yeah, we just had the best month ever. We budgeted $256,000 for net profit, and we did $540,000-something.
Wow. That's
the heat wave. I don't know where you're in California, right?
Yeah. We're getting burned alive right now.
Everybody here is. We're going nuts, man. we are out over a month to just get to your house to change your equipment. And the nice thing is we built up a very good reputation, so I've got like 30 people waiting for us to get there, and we put window units in their house till we can get there. and I can't believe they wait for me. I mean, it's like just...
Good customer loyalty, man.
Well, yeah, and it's a good testimonial of my people here because we really care about what we're doing, but... So that's kind of where we are, and I didn't know if you are interested. We're actually looking at some banks because we've been banking with Bank America forever, and we're the guy that we love there is leaving, and so we are not going to probably stick with them unless they send us somebody who is of equal caliber.
Yeah, it must have been. How long you were with Bank of America for?
Ever since I started, pretty much.
Same guy?
Same, no, hell no. They've been in, you know, the banks here are going through people like toilet paper. He's been there, Sean's been with him, I think, 7 years. So he's been there a while.
He just decided to move on, or what happened to him?
No, he's the one who's pulling the trigger. They just keep screwing with him, and he said, you know, I'm not dealing with this stuff. He said, I've got good customers that like ourselves that have taken great responsibility to pay things on time or if not ahead, and they're making me jump through all these hoops, and I don't like it, so I'm going somewhere else. So
yes,
he's turned in his notice.
My dad did similar thing. He was at Bank of America and Chase and Wells Fargo and Merrill Lynch. He just left every time.
Yeah,
he lasted for 2 years. 2 years tops.
Well, I've got two friends that were BB&T, and they both bailed in like, let's see, they were one was 3 years and one was probably four.
And that's a long time in this industry.
Yeah. Apparently it is, you know. I was a loan officer for a while at a savings and loan company. And, you know, most of the people in there then were like 10, 15-year employees. And but the banking world has changed, especially since, I guess, the crap hit the fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all the regulatory stuff you got to deal with and everything else has put a mess on people there.
Yeah, it's not easy to do business. I mean, luckily we're a non-depository bank, so we only specialize in equipment loans and capital loans,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So we don't have to do some of the other nonsense, I guess I would call it, for, you know, like reserve ratios, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yep. Well, if it sounds like something you might want to do, if you could email me some interest rates and kind of where you are and what if you need other information. I can
We just need like an application form and to take a little bit closer looks at the bank statements and a tax return for the business. Just
sure.
You know, I obviously believe you, Tom, but it's just like some of that legal stuff we gotta do.
Just talking about it. Give me that kind of money without knowing. So,
yeah.
But what I'll probably do is I have a great accountant, and I will have him give you guys a call, and that'll be tomorrow because I think I'm the only guy here left in the office. But he'll probably give you a call tomorrow, and we can pursue that. Okay.
Yeah. Where can I send the email over? It's just an application, a short list of some docs.
It's TEK. 1946
1946
@yahoo.com.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah. And one thing, if you could, just put a range, you know, based on my credit, because I mean, I don't want to waste his time and my time and your time. You know, if you tell me it's 4% or 5.5%, I'm certainly not going to do that when I've got 2.99.
Yeah, that's a good rate. I mean, yeah, like I said, 830 is, you know, phenomenal. So you're going to be qualified for some of our, you know, top tier programs. And I have seen them. I have seen programs that we do the equipment, obviously cheaper than the Capital. So, you know, I've seen them pretty low, you know, at around the 3% range. So kind of right where you're at with that Bank of James deal. Do you bank with them currently, or are they, you know, holding on to your, you have any money with them?
Well,
or?
I just put some money in there because they were willing to do with that. You know, they've made that very easy for me. There's a lady there, and I call her up and say, hey, I'm going to go buy this truck, and it costs this much, and I'll have them send you the paperwork, and she's got my insurance agent and all that already.
Oh, that seems pretty easy.
It's smooth.
Well, you know, we do a lot of the equipment, too. We try and do a match or beat it kind of policy here. So if you can get us an approval from them or any kind of written statements for that 2.99, I'm sure we can get you a competitive rate in that department.
Okay. All right. Well, send me that app, and then I'll give it to Jerry. He's our accountant, and I'll let him see. I know he's been talking to our lines of credit need to be renewed on two banks that we're working with. We also work with Virginia National here, and so I will give him that and see what he thinks. He's a pretty sharp guy. So
yeah. Well, to get a solid rate, I'm gonna need to like get the application and the bank.
Definitely, I know that.
Yeah, and then once from there, then we can get you actual number, and we're going to do what makes sense for you, obviously. But take care, Tom. I'll shoot that info over in about 2 to 5 minutes, and I'll circle back with the, what's your accountant's name?
Jerry.
Jerry? All right. I'll put that down. Expect a call from Jerry. All right, take care, Tom. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.